As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory, Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. John Cena is a 17-time world champion. He wins at WrestleMania last night over Cody Rhodes.
Wow.
Via nefarious action.
Nefarious. And you know what, though? Can I be honest?
Which is not what John Cena is supposed to be about, by the way.
This Travis Scott has got to go.
What?
Why is he involved in this?
Apparently he's there because The Rock was too lazy to show up to WrestleMania. Where was The Rock last night?
Where was he? Yeah, Dwayne.
I thought he had a big piece now. Like, he didn't want to show up to WrestleMania?
He was celebrating.
Probably making one of them $20 million movies.
What's he doing this time? Is he jumping from a volcano to a skyscraper with one leg?
You know what movie blew up?
Moana 3.
The Minecraft movie.
Oh yeah,
it blew up.
Yeah, I was seeing that last night. Oh, everyone's crazy over it.
I already saw Minecraft with my son. I saw it the opening weekend.
It made like $80 million the second week.
But it lost to Sinners. Sinners was the number one movie this weekend.
Oh, Sinners looks.
I want to see that. Oh, that looks good.
You know what?
Good.
Fonz went and saw it.
Sinners?
That looks good.
Looks good.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him about it. Hey, so I was, you know, during the break.
Heard Josh Allen would not be a fan.
I was doing some stuff and getting ready to go get something to drink. And I look outside. I open the window.
Uh-huh.
Two dogs are looking in at me. And I'm like,
they escaped?
Hold on. I didn't let you out. And so I banged on the door. I ran to the window. Mm-hmm. I mean, ran to the back door, and they were already back in the house. Mm-hmm. Is Rock shooting Jumanji 3? It's not the same without Kevin Hart.
There were reports that The Rock was seen driving in Hawaii the night before, or the day of night one of WrestleMania.
Is it because, like, him and Cena are beefing? Like, Cena didn't want him to one-up him? Because, like, they've always kind of had a thing. Like, you know, oh, Cena, you're not The Rock, you know? Yeah, and then now he's trying to do the movie thing. So did like, Cena not want him stealing shine? Is that what's going on there?
Well, they're aligned now. They're a part of an alliance. It's Cena. It's The Rock. And
I honestly like Cena's movies better.
Cena's funny. Cena is a funny guy.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah. The Rock, though. Handsome.
Agreed.
So is Cena.
Well,
mess with Cena.
I would think The Rock has had a better movie career than John Cena.
Yeah, as of now, it's safe to say that.
I saw the other viral clip that I saw on Twitter yesterday was Stone Cold riding his four-wheeler and crashing into a woman on the barrier.
Yeah.
And the CEO of WWE went to that woman immediately. Right. Now, I don't know. It's wrestling, so I don't know what's real and what's not real. But it didn't look like Stone Cold meant to crash into that woman.
That was not supposed to happen.
You think she's getting free tickets for life?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Get free tickets for life.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, and when golfers, you know what golfers do when they hit people with golf balls?
Oh, what do they do?
What do they do?
Sign a glove.
Sign a glove.
Hmm.
Wow.
Dave Bautista, better actor than both of them.
You know what?
That's, yeah, but
that's a hot take.
Dude is,
I appreciate that.
Every movie he does, he's a different damn color. So I don't know what.
Yeah, I don't. What has he done besides?
Recognizes him.
What's he done besides Guardians of the Galaxy?
He did a movie. He did a horror movie in which I believe he had to choose.
Wait, the one of the cabin or
the
whatever?
Cabin, yeah, Cabin in the Woods.
I don't like that movie. It is ridiculous. Please stop. That's not a good movie.
There you go. So you know you're hurting your case.
Somebody not a good movie.
Hurting the case of Bautista's better than. Although I will say, in Guardians of the Galaxy, he's really funny.
See? Look at that.
Ensemble cast, though. Like, is he, could he carry that by himself? The Rock, to me, is still the biggest star out of all of them.
Because,
like, nobody really goes to see a John Cena movie.
Yeah, but think about when Guardians of the Galaxy started. We were like, Chris Pratt? Okay.
It's what do you mean? Like, I love Chris Pratt.
No, I know, but it was
I loved him since Parks and Rec. He was so funny.
But it's like, it's almost like... It was a one-off Marvel movie, and then it kind of stuck. Same thing with What's-Her-Face. She's always crazy colors in movies. She's been green, blue.
Is that what you're on?
Yeah.
A retro vibe of an IMDb.
Mm. Yeah. even the other chick, her sister, you know, she's the girl from Jumanji.
I never saw the new Jumanji, dude. You keep referencing it. I never saw it.
Really? They had two of them.
I saw the original Jumanji with Robin Williams. With
Robin Williams, yeah. But no, this one, you know, even with Kevin Hart?
Nope.
Like, there was only... I didn't care about the movie either. I'm like, oh, great, another remake. Until they showed the scene of The Rock carrying
Kevin Hart
through the woods.
Is Kevin Hart doing anything but just cashing giant commercial checks right now?
I don't know.
Nope.
Is he touring? Like, I think he does.
What is he doing besides that?
Nothing.
I mean, he's in a movie. He's in two movies a year.
Is he? I don't even think he's in movies anymore. I feel like all I see him in is DraftKings commercials and insurance commercials, and that's it. He's being Kevin Hart. He's making oodles of money.
Yeah.
If you want to see him, actually, you can catch him live in Abu Dhabi. And on May 2nd, you can catch
I thought this was going to be like an improv promo for a second.
Yeah. And if for some reason you can't catch him there, don't worry. You can catch him in Belfast, United Kingdom, the night after.
Hey, he's a funny man.
Look at that.
Bangers and mash.
I told you he's probably doing touring.
It seems like he's doing a European tour because then he goes to Dublin after that.
The lowest of the tours.
Oh my goodness. Hey,
you're wild.
So if we couldn't understand Patty the Batty, are they going to be able to understand Kevin Hart?
I don't think it's reversed. I think they'll be fine. Did you see Patty Pimblett has put on 42 pounds since winning?
Yes,
I saw that.
Oh my god, that's got to be a record.
He said he had five.
That's worse than the James Harden fat suit.
He said he had five milkshakes. He said on the Bruce Buffer podcast, five milkshakes after winning against Michael Chandler. That has to make Michael Chandler incensed with rage because Michael Chandler's sitting here just eating, you know, clean.
Kale.
Just ripped to shreds, and Patty the Batty's like, "Yes, fighting is over." Don't call him for
Al Mackey says comedians usually tour before releasing a special.
That's true. That's true, but not the Euro tour.
Ah,
can't trust him with the phones. You know, I'm taking my phone. I'm filming.
Aren't they there, boy?
Better do old bitch love.
Okay.
Take a break.
That's great.
After this.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
15 minutes.
Trump-bomb. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 15 minutes of heat. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Also get to some cat talk here. Both brought to you by Hollywood Kia. Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia. We want to see you at Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. The Panthers, they will get going tomorrow against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Paul Maurice, secrets. Not saying if Tkachuk is going. He says, we will decide after morning skate. Keep you on your toes, Lightning. You like that, Kucherov? Wow.
I told you. I don't think he's playing.
I think he's playing, dude. I think he's playing. I think he's playing.
Okay.
I think he's playing. He's been practicing.
I got some pretty good sources.
So, you got sauces?
Excuse me?
You have cat sources?
What do you know?
I wouldn't know a blue line if it was right over his his shirt.
Hey, but all I of a certainly sudden he's wouldn't got a know panther. A blue line if I asked you.
But all of a sudden he's got a panther source.
I know people, dude.
Who you know?
That is not for me to disclose.
So when's he going to be back?
He might miss a game or two.
So he's coming back with Ekblad?
I'm assuming that's what that means.
Man, little head games with the Lightning.
How discreet.
Beat him without Matthew Tkachuk and then beat him with Matthew Tkachuk. Whatever, dude. It's cats in five. It doesn't really matter.
You got to move it somewhere.
This team's getting worked. This Tampa Bay team. Well, if you got the sources, then don't ask me any hockey questions anymore. I'm sick of it. I don't have sources.
Except honestly, you just said I don't know what a blue line is, but when I don't know something and I ask you.
That's my point. If you got sources, stop asking me questions.
All right.
That's my point. His source is David Dwork, isn't it?
Of course.
Come on.
It's not David Dwork.
The Hockey Hornet, huh?
The Hockey Doug? Hornet. The Hockey Hornet. That's how it goes. Wow. All right. Well, we'll see what gets going tomorrow. Very excited about that. You, of course, can hear that on 560 WQAM. It's going to be exciting. The Heat, they'll be back in action on Wednesday. Davion Mitchell, let's hear a little bit from him. Davion Mitchell talked about the 50-50 balls that the Heat have to get to. Did get beat to a lot of those yesterday. And Davion Mitchell, sick of it, dude.
I mean, they got a lot of 50-50 balls, a lot of offensive rebounds and kick-out threes, a lot of loose balls that we'll get next time, and that kind of changed the game. I think that even when we were down five, we get those clean rebounds, we get our run, we cut it to three, cut it down in one possession game, and we'll be good, but we'll be fine.
Get going on Wednesday. Here was a little bit more from Davion Mitchell on the game yesterday.
Be disruptive, stop overthinking, do what we've been doing all year. No matter how good they are, we can be disruptive. They're human just like us, so we just got to be able to make plays. I think if our mindset is to make plays on the defensive end, we'll do it.
I want to see Khalil Ware. All right, it's time. You know, he got his feet wet. All right, now it's time for swimming. Jovic. What?
I don't know what the deal is with Jovic.
What the deal is that he's had a broken hand and he hasn't played since February 23rd.
No, I know, but yesterday, it seems like, to be honest, that they couldn't wait for him to get back, and he gets back and.
Oh, I don't think that's true. I think Eric Spoelstra is like people who are like 6'5 and defend hard, that's like his safety blanket. So you're gonna have to pry Haywood Highsmith and Kyle Anderson from his cold dead hands.
Okay.
Like if I told Spo today, hey Spo, talented 6'11 guy's back. He goes, but they have Kyle Anderson, yes. I don't know why I made him a warlock there, but that is how I imagine him. Like you would like he goes, but I got slow-mo. You're going to have to, although we'll say slow-mo, big shots in the play-in game.
Oh, needed those.
That being said, Jovic, dude, we need Jovic out there. I'm telling you right now, this guy is going to spin the playoffs on its head. They're going to be like, what is this? You need a wild card. You got a wild card up your sleeve, Spo, and you choose not to play it? It's like you having the challenges, you don't want to use it.
Oh, man, he really doesn't like using challenges. The players are to the point where they don't even throw up the finger to suggest it.
I am beside myself. Stun Steve says he threw up an air ball yesterday. Oh, okay. I had a couple of people talk about this. Some real wise asses.
Wow.
So sorry in the game that was 20 points down that in the 90 seconds he got to play basketball, where he got to put his hand on a basketball on a real court for the first time in 8 weeks. So sorry that he didn't hit baskets immediately. Maybe if you gave him a real opportunity in a basketball game, things would change. But you guys want to be rat bastards about it. Let's stop acting like he was out here with a hurt hammy. Enough of the nonsense. Do you want to win or do you want to win? Get Jovic on the floor already. I'm tired of waiting. This is nonsense. We got a game against this giant ass Cleveland team, and we're gonna go down swinging with slow mo. Respectfully, of course, you know slow mo.
Okay, yeah, you know, big shots.
And Alec Burks, nice find, good for him. Pros pro. Who's called Alec Burks a pros pro more than me? Nobody. But I gotta sit here, and I can't have Pelle Larsson. What are we doing? Okay? Get these young bucks out on the floor. Give them a real taste. Enough of this. I am so sick of having to go out here and be the only voice of sanity. Mm. You're gonna give Kalewer 18 minutes against that team? Are you kidding me? I understand. He had frying pan hands yesterday.
Ooh.
It was bad. But you know what? Repetition, repetition, repetition. You don't know until you're out there knowing. So it's time for Spo to know and give Kalel Ware some more PT. The warehouse is open, and what we're storing right now is experience.
Well, you can only get experience if you play.
Exactly, Leroy.
I mean, I've been saying this all year.
He couldn't wait to go away. He's like, huh. He goes, huh, Ware looks skittish. More 6'6 people.
Any chance we see Keyshawn Johnson in this series?
Zero.
Zero chance.
Right. Except in garbage time like you did yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, meaningful minutes, you're saying?
Yes.
0% yes. Chance.
Well, Jaime Jaquez.
0% chance.
All right.
Zero. Mm. Terry Rozier, zero.
Well, I mean, I'm okay with that. I'm not gonna lie. I'm okay with that. Remember, 40-point game from Jaime. Huh?
Maybe against the Wizards, dude, though.
Against the Wizards.
Wizards.
They weren't.
The Wizards games do not count. They don't count.
Right.
Terry Rozier and Jaime Jaquez's best performances all year were against the Wizards. Mm. You could show up with just those two against the Wizards. They might win the game. 2-on-5. Or lose at the buzzer like they did. Because Jaime did get cooked on that last play.
Yeah, he did.
Ooh.
Against Bob Carrington. And Tyler Hero, hey, quick feet, let's go. I'm not going to go through this.
Tyler.
Another year.
Why are we, look, if this team is going to win or lose with Tyler Hero playing defense, it's over.
Oh, I don't need him to lock anybody up, but I need him to try. And yesterday, this was oof.
I mean, it is against Spider.
Anyway, it was against Spider, but it's hard to run too. Leroy.
And the other guard is even quicker.
I got a stat. You want a
Garland.
Stat?
Oh, okay.
This is from Keith Smith, NBA. Okay, per NBA matchup data. The Cavs guard trio of Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, and Ty Jerome targeted Tyler Hero on 36 total possessions. The Cavs guards combined for 29 points on those 36 possessions. The Cavs as a team combined for a whopping 64 points on 36 possessions. Now, I don't know what all that means, but it doesn't sound good.
That's great. Does not sound good. It does not.
When you use the term whopping.
Yeah.
That's not good. So, Tyler, put it behind you. I believe that you can be a monster in these playoffs. I believe in you, buddy.
But you got to show it. I mean, you know, it's been a while. You got to show it. Both ends.
Well, like, mostly on the offensive end, but just a little better on the defensive end.
Yeah. Get that steal. Like,
just a little better. Just, I'm not expecting you to be the glove out there.
It sounds like you are.
I'm not expecting you to be the glove.
I mean, at what point are we going to, more importantly, talk about who he's trying to defend in that difficult task?
It's a hell of a task. But, hey, then go get some more points on the other side. None of this four
right.
Points.
That's what I'm saying.
None of this four you points gotta, in the second gotta half
nonsense.
You got to
be better at what you do.
All right, take a break. A little all right. Oh, no. To close things out.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. WQAM's Whiskey Stars and Cigars, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automall, is back on Friday, May 9th at Tabacon at Plantation Walk. Talk sports unfiltered with WQAM's sports staff. Enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. It's free, but space is limited. RSVP now at WQAM.com to reserve your spot at Whiskey Stars and Cigars at Tabacon at Plantation Walk. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. Visit them online, EdmoreSawgrass.com. My all right. It's for our audience. You want to know why?
Why is that?
You want to know why, Leroy?
Why is that?
Because right now, I'm going to give away
what?
A pair.
Was it a pair or four pack?
What well, it's a pair of 4 day.
A pair of 4 day passes.
Oh, let me do it. Let me do it.
Two. Rockville is returning to Daytona International Speedway May 15th through the 18th.
Oh, happy birthday to me.
And we are giving away and a pair of four-day general admission passes to see Shinedown, Green Day, Linkin Park, Skeleton Drool, Korn. Those are among those who are performing. So keep on listening all week for your chance to win. What's
doesn't problem? Linkin Park have a female singer now?
They do. Yes, they do. They do.
Bill.
So if you guys want to win right now, caller number. Caller 6 to 305-567-0560. Caller 6 to 305-567-0560. Stun Steve goes, Skeleton Drool is made up. Thank you for the bit. He gets the bit, that guy.
You know, I didn't know that Green Day was going to be a part of it, so that's cool.
How about that?
Green Day, Linkin Park.
They're still doing
it. For letting him know.
If you guys want to go to Rockville.
Skeleton Drool.
A pair.
Rockville.
Of 4 day general admission tickets right now to caller 6, 305-567-0560. Pass. That's the man. That's the, yeah. You guys, good. Hey, nothing gets past you.
Pretty
guys.
Good.
You're good. You're good. My, oh no. Goes to Sandy Alcantara. Hey, hey, listen. Sandy.
He just came back from a serious injury.
Oh, he just came
he just
back
had
from
a baby.
Get out of here, dude. What athlete who's a star? How many starts do I give him? How many starts do I give him? Because he was Sandy's meatballs this weekend. He said, this is from Kevin Barrell from Fish on First. Quote, I don't feel happy about the job I've been doing the past couple starts. I think it's time for me to get back into Sandy mode and just be out there every fifth day and do what I do. Yeah. You're right. Sandy mode would be get some people out, dude. Now, look, I understand. You feel like buzzards are circling over you because prospects. But I still need you to go out there. We could Sandy, we win a game like we did yesterday, and you're normally you. That's a series win. Instead, people are saying they're using the W word with you, and I don't like it.
What's the W word?
Wash.
And I don't believe him. I don't believe him. Okay.
Oh, I love the way you throw stuff out there.
That's just what they're saying.
That's not me.
That's not me. People are saying that though, Sandy.
Although me was the one talking about the slow meatball and the fast meatball.
Oh. Dude, if I see Cal Quantrill one more time on a Marlins mound right now, I'm telling this guy, he's got two pitches. Two pitches.
Okay.
All right. He's got fast meatball and slow meatball. This dude is throwing up some juicy ones.
He's throwing up those Monteranos.
Woo! Anyway, that's my oh no. What's your all right and oh no today, Leroy?
My all right goes to Justin Thomas. Has won in a couple of years. Finally won at a really difficult golf course. And it was won in the playoff. Didn't lose it. Nobody lost it. He just won it. Made a 20-plus footer to win it at the end. So good for him. Glad he's back on track. Fun seeing him play.
All right.
My oh no. I know you guys are going to hate this, but I was leaving Publix on Saturday. And I walked across the little crosswalk.
Yep.
Right? A lady blew right through the stop sign. So I threw my hands up. She shot me the bird and yelled, "Watch where you're walking."
Wow. So he followed her.
So now you're a crosswalk guard.
I'm not a crosswalk guard. I'd like to not get hit.
Hmm.
There's a stop sign there.
What was the description of this woman?
Everything finds you.
Huh?
What was the description of this woman?
Yeah, yeah.
Not going to say.
Why? It's past Lent. You can just say. You can't say it because you can't just say it without adding on?
The evilness of this woman.
Oh.
Had nothing to do with the hair on her chin and the extra neck roll.
He's back.
Wow.
He just got back into Sandy mode.
Okay. Listen, I didn't yell. I could have yelled some, you know, it was the day before Easter, so I couldn't say anything.
Mm. Oh.
He definitely got it.
I was just like, wow, I got the finger and yelled at for walking in the crosswalk. Like, yeah, man.
That's sorry, it. Man.
So I said, I'm not going to yell anything right now because we're still in Lent. But you will be my oh no on Monday.
Jennifer, off your birthday weekend, what is your all right?
Oh,
and oh no?
Yeah.
Well, this new year of life started out very smoothly, very nice. And I celebrated with a very small group of people, and it was nice because normally when it's a big group, you can't necessarily talk to everyone, and that's one of my frustrations because I want to make sure everyone feels included. But yeah, it went very well. And my oh no goes to Teslas.
Teslas.
Hmm.
All right.
Let's, have a friend this weekend who had a flat tire, and during a big emergency.
Well, you can't get them out there to fix it.
Wow.
I didn't do this. You ever have a special?
Electric cars.
Yep.
Oh, they don't have like regular, they don't have.
No,
you have to go on the app and then they have to send someone out, but they can't even like fix the problem.
So
right
if you have AAA,
they have to take
if you have a flat tire, they have to take your car.
They so take your car to the agency, okay? They don't have like a on site.
Are flat tires super rare with Teslas?
I don't know. But the, they don't even have spares.
It's the tire. So the tire is a special tire. So.
Not for
my,
me.
A buddy of mine told me it happened to him in Orlando. He was up in Orlando and got a flat tire, and he had to go rent a car to get back. Wow. And then he went back and got his car.
Convenient.
Ridiculous. Absolutely
convenient space mobile. Froggy?
I mean, probably shouldn't get flat tires. I know.
How do you stop that?
I know. I mean, you know what the price
is. Oh, and then we tried putting some air in the tire, but Tesla doesn't have, it only has USBs. It doesn't have like the.
It has a USB drive to put air in it?
No, like they only have USBs. Like they don't have like how we're able to connect
air
or like a pump. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it gets
they're pumped.
So we had to move one of the cars next to that car in order to use that little socket. Like it's ridiculous. These cars are not convenient.
What do you got for us, Froggy?
My all right goes to WrestleMania 41. Just took place yesterday in Viva Las Vegas, a two-night event that held over 120,000 people, apparently. So my kudos goes to them putting on a great event. John Cena, like we mentioned, won a title for the 17th time. But this also leads into my oh no.
Oh?
What the hell are we doing with this Travis Scott thing?
Oh, no.
Like, what are we really doing with Travis Scott? I just don't understand. He gave poor Cody Rhodes a black eye the first time because he doesn't know how to throw a punch in the wrestling world.
Well, he pulled the referee out. That's a classic wrestling heel move. Yeah, is when the referee starts his count. One, two. Oh, no. He's pulled out of the ring. Now, why the referee's three count doesn't count, I don't understand that in real wrestling. Like, why can't the referee count three from the sidelines? He has to hit the mat. That's.
Yeah.
You know what's also crazy?
He's knocked out for an hour after that.
Wrestling has the longest three counts ever.
Oh, yeah.
One, two.
The guy gets his. That's
great. And then all of a sudden, the guy gets the power of Thor.
Yeah. Puts the finger wag.
Yeah. I'm like, you got a minute and a half on a three count. You should be able to get your energy back.
So they bullied that poor John Cena into getting a hair transplant.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're going to be a wrestler, you know, you might.
He has hair.
He does.
Yeah, he's got the
buzz cut, but it's kind of you look back there. He's got a bit of a retractable roof back there.
Yeah, for sure. Cowboy Stadium.
Yeah.
Oh, Cowboy Stadium. You can see midfield from the top.
Hey, don't make fun of John Cena.
Why?
That's my dude.
Oh, okay. All right.
No need to crop him out.
Yeah, I mean, he can't even see him anyway.
And what's your oh no?
My oh no was Travis Scott because why the hell is he involved in this?
But that's so they're both. You was all right because you enjoyed it, but your oh no because all right.
Oh, it was a lot of other moments.
I thought you would have gone with Max Strus for changing.
Stupid Max Strus. I don't even want to talk about
his ass.
Hey,
stupid.
What? That should be your oh no because you have not stopped mentioning.
You've never stopped.
I'm just
Max Strus and his hair.
It's disappointing. You know, you always say
I got Max Strus confused with the other intangible.
They have a lot of intangibles on that team, and I'm still not sure what Ty Jerome is qualified as.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say he's not because I'm going to play it safe. But that Merrill.
Let me see. Let's ask the basic intangible questions.
Hmm?
Did he dunk?
Oh.
Did he show great feats of athleticism?
That's good. Or did he just show grit and good shooting?
I thought he showed good shooting and poise.
Well, I think we got our answer, don't we?
Hey, the definition of intangible, grit and good shooting.
Good point.
That is our show for today, everybody. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Alexander Ovechkin, Putin's a fan.
Yep.
He's now the all-time goals leader. Hey! Congratulations to Ovi. Yesterday he scored the goal and slid on his belly like a penguin.
Yeah. Got lucky.
What?
Yeah.
20 years.
Yeah. He's no Crosby.
I mean, I guess not championships.
But. By the way, we haven't even acknowledged Ovechkin.
I literally just did that.
Oh, sorry.
No way.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.